Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and it's Friday, so we don't care. It's like a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. You know, one day I'll say that whole thing without messing up. Just not today. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when you get to listen to me talk about my lonely woes, and you can go, ha, 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 ha. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. That's true. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Was that my wife just talking now? Oh, just checking. Okay, also we have humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Good question. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. And you know, for everybody who believes it, we're like, okie dokie. For those that don't, ouch, are you going to be sorry? We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? Either one of those, because if you do, call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. We've got sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Now, the really good thing about meeting the President of the United States is the food. They put you in this little room with just about anything you want to eat or drink. And since, number one, I wasn't hungry but thirsty, and number two, they was free, I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
There you go. I'm telling you, the best thing about meeting the president, free food. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Ha, 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 ha. Not here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No business. big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection, and if you need it, save $250 on your treatment. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets.
I wanna live like that. Cause all you've ever wanted.
Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits.
I'll praise you in this storm. We were made to be courageous.
Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com.
We were made to thrive.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Current Solar Contracting. Oh, by the way, they're going to be on the air today in the show. Oh, it's going to be really great. But I'm not sure if it's Tom and Brittany, or if it's Tom and Joe, or Brittany and Joe, or I can't figure it out. But somebody's coming in and they're going to talk to us. Here's the bottom line about Current Solar Contracting, okay? Listen to this. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Now, what does that mean? That means that they don't third party your work away, right? They do it. It's all them. They also will not rest until they bring you an unprecedented level of satisfaction for the services they provide. You have to be happy or they're not happy. A ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, incredible relationships for businesses that they want to contact with and engage with. The bottom line, you call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. You can also go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. SD for San Diego.com. Here is the truth. I got my bill yesterday from SDG&E. It went up $30. I don't know why it went up because I'm not sure we did anything different. I have a feeling my next bill is going to go up again. If you want an opportunity for your $150 or $200 or $250 bill to be $20 or $25 or $30, call these guys. Talk to them. It's free to get the analysis. If they can't help you, they'll tell you. That simple. Okay, that easy. 619-272-0303. Wow. Hey, did you know it's Friday, Robopaw? I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but today happens to be Friday, or in the normal tongue that I was raised in, Friday.
I was very much aware of that.
You were very much aware of that. It's been an interesting week for me. We talked about the jury duty. We talked about some different aspects of going through life, and just talking about things in general in life. I want to make sure, by the way, if you want to reach the show, you know you can through an email by sending it to davidspoon@kprz.com. That's a cool thing. I want to talk about something. I got to be careful on how I talk about it, but I want to share something that I think is pertinent, and for some reason I feel that the Lord is like kind of urging me in. Encouraging me, moving me in a particular direction. And it has to do with relationships. So if you're a person who's in a relationship, or you're a person who wants to be in a relationship at some point in your life, you really need to pay attention to what I'm going to say, because I think it's pertinent for us all. So my wife and I were just having a brief discussion. And it was this morning. I got up this morning and tried to kind of straighten up some things for her. I kind of put some dishes away and put some straighten up the different room and so on and so forth. And if you're one of those guys in life that thinks, oh, I can't do any kind of housework, that's not manly, so on and so forth, that's only because you're insecure in your manhood.
Okay, because if you're not willing to serve, then there be something wrong. Okay? And not there be whales, there be something wrong. And there be something wrong in the capacity that if you're not willing to engage and serve as Jesus demonstrated by washing the disciples' feet, if you're not willing to go to that level, something be wrong. Okay? So the wife and I were talking, and so I did all these kind of nifty things for her in the morning, you know, just to kind of make it easy for her. And she said to me, now she says to me, you didn't have to do that. Okay? Now that's code for those that are in relationships. That's code for, wow, you didn't have to do that, but I'm really glad you did that. That's what that's code for. I've learned that, by the way. And so the bottom line is, my response to her was, yes, I do. Yeah, I do have to do that. I have to do that, and you have to think, well, why do you have to do that? Some of you may be thinking, why do you have to do that? Here's the deal. Let me read you a passage out of Revelation. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. Just listen to this. I'm going to go through and read this portion, but listen to what it says. This is Jesus talking to the church at Ephesus. He says, I know your works, your labor, your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate evil. You have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. You also possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name and have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. And then Jesus says this, and this is for relationships. You want to have a girlfriend, you want to have a boyfriend, you want to have a husband, you want to have a wife, you want to enrich your relationship with that person that you're with, listen to these words. Jesus said, remember then how far you have fallen, repent, and do the works you did at first. Now let me walk you through this, okay? Jesus is talking to the church, and he tells the church, you know, you're doing pretty good. You got some things going for you. It's pretty cool. I appreciate that. But you know what? You've kind of abandoned the whole it's all about you and me in relationship theory. You've abandoned your first love, and, you know, that's not the way to go about this. You got to change that. And if you don't change that, you're going to be quite sorry. And then Jesus gives the formula for the church to change it and make it right. It's the same formula to keep a relationship vibrant and ongoing. What's the formula? Remember how far you have fallen, repent, and do the works you did at first. One of the most interesting things about men and women is that when they spend all this time trying to win one another. Have you noticed they try to win each other? They'll put on nice clothing. They'll do all these nifty things, buy flowers, buy candies, leave little notes on steering wheels. Maybe put something, in a little special letter, a special I love you rock. That's if you don't have a lot of money. You know, I love you rock. You just what is that? It's an I love you rock. I couldn't afford anything, but it says I love you in my heart. Hey, something's better than nothing. But it's an interesting concept that then when they get married, you know what happens to many marriages? They stop winning one another. The man stops winning the woman. The woman stops responding because the man's not winning her and the woman has nothing to respond to. So there's a lot of responsibility on both parties to continually engage in what you're doing. So here's what Jesus says to the church. Remember how far you've fallen. Like, remember how passionate you were about me? Repent and do what you did in the beginning of the relationship. Well, that is exactly the advice for people who are in relationships to understand. You should remember when you just couldn't get through the day without thinking about the person, about the way they looked, about you, the way you felt when you were around them, and how you wanted to be with them, how it was in the early days of that relationship. Well, what he wants you to do is he wants you to remember that and then repent for not being there. And then Jesus gives you the key on how to get back there. Do the works you did at first. What did you do in the beginning? Did you send her flowers? Did you do special things? Did you give her a back rub? Did you tell her how pretty she was? From the wife's point of view, did you tell him how handsome he was? Did you tell him how much you respect him? How much you appreciate having a godly man? Did you tell him those? Do you tell him this? It's this thing that we need to do with one another. You need to remember, in those of you who are in relationship, and I know there's some marriages out there, it's not an issue or not, there's people who want to be in relationships, and if you want a solid piece of advice, here's the advice. You don't spend a 6 months or 12 months or 2 years trying to win somebody, then you win them and marry them, and then you stop doing all those things because you've won. That's called stupid. That's not a good way to do a relationship. You never stop winning your partner. Ever. You always keep winning them and always keep winning them. And you know what's an amazing thing that happens when you do that? They always respond to you and they always respond to you. And it's like, because people will go, oh, now that we're married, the honeymoon's over. Well, that's because you stopped doing the things that you did at first. Get back to doing those things you did at first. You know how important they were? They were strong enough to create a marriage. That's some important stuff. Do what you did at first. It's not just a matter of that simple obedience and we're going to stay together because it's, you know, we're told to stay together and so on and so forth. Look it, there's formulas that the Lord gives us to make our lives richer in Him and through Him with others. And here's a key one right here. Hey, the things that you used to do, do those. Hey, the way that you used to approach it, do that. Remember how you thought, I'm going to do something romantic, a special dinner, a special night, a special this, a special that. Remember those times? Well, you should remember them, and then you should repent that you're not there, and you should do the things that you need to do to bring them back. So when my wife said to me this morning, you didn't have to do that, I said to her, yes, I did. Yeah, I do. I got to do that. I got to do things on a regular basis to win your heart all the time. So that you and I can engage together all the time and have a great relationship all the days of our life. That's why she's not just my best friend. She's even more. That's the key to a good relationship. Got it? Good. All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I think we'll have a guest or two. We'll see. My darling,
you're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
On Saturday, October 11th, bring your family and friends down to stay late or sleep out at Liberty Station. It's the 8th annual Sleepless San Diego, a fun, family-friendly benefit to help the homeless at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy live entertainment, activities, and educational videos. Register now at sleeplesssandiego.org. That's sleeplesssandiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you in part by San Diego Rescue Mission and presented in part by the Sequam Band of Kumeyaay Nation and Bumblebee Seafoods.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever, same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than 30 bucks a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
Since 2008, Maranatha has been celebrating the Feast of Trumpets, as well as learning about the other biblical feasts from Leviticus chapter 23 that all point to the Lord Jesus Christ. But why? Why do we choose to celebrate this Jewish holiday? I believe this specific holiday has some very significant applications and insight into God's eternal plan. The Lord is harvesting believers and patiently beckoning those who will follow Him until the fall feasts come. These fall feasts are to be fulfilled in the second coming of Jesus. And the first of these is the Feast of Trumpets. And this represents, I believe, the rapture of the church. While the Feast of Atonement represents the second coming, and the Feast of Tabernacles represents the kingdom age of the Lord, we want to celebrate as a church the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus himself said, "Behold, I am coming quickly." And we look forward to that day and welcome the return of our Lord.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, where it's no longer 5,000 degrees, so everybody can breathe and walk around. It's kind of nice. A lot better than it was earlier. But then again, for us in San Diego, if it's not 75 or 80, and it gets up to 85, 88, or 90, everybody's like, oh, the end of the world has come. And if it gets over 90, the Martians have landed. We all know how that goes. So it's okay. Keep in mind, if you want to, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. It's Fridays, and on Friday, our number one guest always joins us, as he does again today. Ladies and gentlemen, Russell Shubin, our very own from Christian Outlook. ChristianOutlook.com is the website. The show is on KPRZ Saturdays, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Russell, are you there with us?
I sure am, and it's great to be with you again. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great, except you'll have to hear the story. It's probably not one you could use for Christian Outlook, but it's an interesting story about federal jury duty that I went, my experience on the federal jury duty, and when the judge found out I was a conservative Christian talk show host, and the judge didn't like me.
And you were gone immediately.
Let's just say everybody was happy when I departed. I thought that was pretty good. It's quite the story. You'd enjoy it. But, it's an interesting experience. Talk to me about Christian Outlook. Is Christian Outlook taking the best content from the radio stations that Salem Communications has, from the local hosts, pulling it all together into one fine meal so that people can feast on the best of the best? What do you got going this week?
Well, we do have another great set of material, a great set of stories, and actually we got a lot of material on ISIS, but we actually lead off this week's show with a story that's right here in California, and it's illustrative of a broader trend across the country, so we should all tune into it. Many of the listeners will probably be familiar with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. It's a parallel to Campus Crusade, now known as CRU, on the university campus, and been around for well over 100 years. and they are working through the implementation of the new policy at the Cal State system to where they are now disallowed or derecognized on the university campuses. That's all 23 campuses across the state. You have San Diego State down in your neck of the woods. I have Cal State Channel Islands in my neck of the woods, and about 6 or 8 in between, or 8 or 10 in between where you are, where you are and where I am today. And so we, Greg Jow from InterVarsity is on with Janet Meffer to talk about that. And we, when we lean on Dr. Moeller to make a connection with what's happening on the opposite side of the country at a Christian university. And if you're doing your teaching credential at Gordon College, and for those who are not familiar, Gordon would be something of a parallel to maybe a Point Loma or a Biola out in the Northeast, solid Christian college. And if you're getting your teaching credential, you're no longer eligible in Linn County to serve in the public schools there because of the strong moral stance, or just the really traditional Christian moral stance of Gordon College. And then we transition into coverage of the latest with ISIS and the threat and the response from the administration. We lean on Captain Matt Bruce, a military captain who was on with Bill Bunkley. He points out how there's 3,000 Chechenian fighters and a well battle hardened Chechenian commander right there fighting with ISIS in Iraq. Just a group that has emerged in a breakneck pace and is a very substantive force. And point being, for us, one that we probably will not be able to defeat simply from the sky. Michelle Bachman is on with Paul Ridgway from the Twin Cities and points out how there's a couple ISIS fighters that are overseas now from her part of the country, and she talks about how when they come home, their passports will still be eligible, and they'll be able to come back in, and may have some questioning, but there's no clear sense that their passport will be taken away or that they'd be detained for any extended period of time. And then Cliff from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, he looks at the broad threat of Islamism across the planet, and we should not be fooled that ISIS is significant, but ISIS is by no means the only threat from the very rapid and rising Islamism that we're tracking with. He wants us not just to pay attention to the Islamic State, but also the Islamic Republic, that is Iran. And that warning from that all these groups are Muslim, that is, the president says Islamic State is not Muslim. Even Sam Harris, a famous atheist, and Bill Maher from HBO have been bold in saying, I'm sorry, but they are Muslim. And it's a striking reminder that religion and worldview matters, and that religion and worldview is what's driving this force of Islamism we're talking with. And then we close with a lighter subject. Many of you and our listeners will know John Elfstrand from the book Wild at Heart. Well, his latest one, it's called Killing Lions, and it's a book he did with his son, and it's really just a helpful guide of a conversation of a father and son, drawn from Wednesday conversations that they had about how a young man enters into manhood. So practical stuff, helpful stuff, and a little lighter fare after a very heavy program. So there we go, David.
That's quite the list you got going on. That's amazing. All right, now our time is a lot more limited compared to the last time because I kept you on like for an extended time. So we only got about 3 or 4 minutes, and I want to hit on two subjects and kind of do it right away as quickly as we can. One, just the comment on the Gordon College process of them not being able to teach in public school because of a strong moral position that comes out of having that type of degree from that type of college. How is that not, in its own way, a mark of the beast in the context of not being able to buy or sell without being following the system of philosophy that the world, or ultimately the devil, but the world is creating? Doesn't it seem like that's a very economic stronghold position against Christians?
Yeah, I don't know about it in an ultimate eschatological sense, but it is certainly grave. That is, if this continues to be the mark of how we treat traditionally minded evangelical Christians, it doesn't paint for a bright future. One thing that might give us pause is that you're speaking of kind of in an ultimate sense, well, God's work in across this planet and God's plan we'd like to think that it includes us. I hope that it would include us. But we're not. We shouldn't deduce what he's doing globally from what he's doing here, or what is happening here, and the concerning trends that we're seeing here.
Yeah.
But this is you're making it difficult for somebody to have that type of background and provide a living for themselves. So I see your point, David.
Yeah.
It's
not the ultimate. I'm not talking about the ultimate eschatological element, but it just seems like if you can see, I mean, in Scripture, when you have the ultimate culmination of these type of things, before it gets there, there's usually waves of it growing and growing and growing and growing. And this just seems like how could this not be that? Because it's really an economic stranglehold against people that believe.
Well, there's a chance. I've been hoping for this, and the listeners should hope, is that the let's call it the undecided middle, the people who just track with news events from afar, after the culture at large sees some of these trends, they'll say, wait a sec, these people are just Christians. Christians are no threat to our future. The person might be saying, I'm not a Christian, but these are, and there could be a correction that we would see, but at least we had to hope for that. We had to pray for that. And part of the role of putting the spotlight on it is so a broader circle of people could see and be a corrective force. Is we need to persuade people that a reasonable public policy is not to prevent the young 22-year-old that's graduating from Gordon College to prevent him or her from being able to do his student teaching there locally.
Yeah, that seems kind of strange. I think it's an interesting development showing, it's revealing to me, pulling back layers of some deeper elements that are taking place. But that's, you know, I see everything through those prisms. it's kind of how that is for me. All right, we're out of time, Russell. See, that was 10 minutes. Was that the fastest
that was
10 minutes?
Perfect 10 minutes for me, so I hope it was beneficial for you and
it was
for your
excellent.
Listeners.
It's always excellent to have. If you weren't good, you wouldn't be on. How about that? Does that make you feel better?
Well, I appreciate it.
Great job, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, look, you go to ChristianOutlook.com, check it out on KPRZ, 5 to 6 a.m. on Saturdays. You've got to listen to this stuff. It's great material. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming back with some other special guests. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Need a body shop? Fix Auto Collision has 11 locally owned and operated centers in San Diego. They will get you back on the road quickly and safely. You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX or visit them online at fixauto.com.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox premier dealer. Now, as a Lennox premier dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end-of-summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full, and all brand-new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Celebrities and models all over the world are tossing their old razors and expensive waxing and laser treatments and switching to NoNo Pro. NoNo Pro provides weeks of long-lasting professional hair removal for smooth skin all over. This revolutionary device is the best way to remove unwanted hair painlessly. That means no nicks, cuts, or razor burn. No pain. Whether it's your legs, arms, bikini line, face, wherever. You will love how easy this is to use and the results you get. Ditch the razors and appointment-only treatments and make the switch to NoNo Pro. You'll be thrilled. Best of all, NoNo Pro comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Plus, when you order, NoNo is giving you a $50 gift card to a dermatologist-recommended and award-winning skincare line and a free travel case. This offer is only available online. Go to startnono.com. That's startnono.com. startnono.com. startnono.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Remember, folks, if you want to send an email to the show, send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. So you can just stay current with society. Because if you don't know what email is, there's something wrong. I mean, really. Unless you're listening on a box radio that's like 900 years old, then I might be a little bit more sympathetic. In studio with me, our main man, Tom from Current Solar Contracting. Brittany did not come today, so I'm going to ask him why. But he also brought along Joseph, who helps coordinate the sales there at Current Solar Contracting. So we're going to ask Tom real quickly. Tom, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Good to have you here. Brittany, because I know she's getting a little closer,
yeah,
right?
She's a little bit tired now.
She's a little tired and maybe like going, I don't want to go talk to Dave right now. I need a break.
Actually, she'd probably come on here and do it. She's just pooped.
Yeah. What's the actual date, the due date?
The due date is the 26th, I think.
Okay, so that's like a week from today, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be earlier, though.
Yeah? My goodness. How's she doing? Is she doing good?
She's great.
Okay.
Yeah, she's right. Great.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm ready to get this thing going.
It's like a solar project. I'm ready to get this thing going. Let's get this going.
This one's going to last quite a long
time.
Well, yeah, because we walked the hospital the other day just to kind of see where the rooms were and stuff. I said, well, let's just stay.
The only thing I can tell you is what I told you before. The day the child is coming is any day but the day the doctor said the child's coming. That's all you got to know. That's just one of those weird things. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Current Solar Contracting. First of all, how's business? Business good? Things going good?
Business great.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting good clients, get good feedback, people loving you all day long, right?
Great clients, great installs, great, great everything.
Yeah, and plenty of supply from the sun, so we're not having a problem there.
No, not this summer.
Yeah, it's been a little warm, by the way.
No, absolutely.
I wanted to point out that there was something that we did. We did a quick report about 3 days ago or so, how SDG&E was bumping everybody's bill at the base not calculation wise, at the base, like a almost like a tax or an assessment fee for $10 per person, period. Right. Let's go to Christmas. It's like what? And then I got my bill, and it was like $30 more than normal. I was like, ah, that's just terrific. And that's before this heat that right. just took place, which if you're like us and you don't have air conditioning, you got 900 fans.
Well, you better get used to that, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's... So yeah, this increase is getting to be, you know, I was thinking of selling the dog's left leg and see if I can kind of pay for some of this. I mean, it's kind of getting to be a little bit strange. Joseph, you're helping coordinate on the sales. How long have you been involved with Kermit? You just really came on because I don't think I had a chance to talk to you yet.
Yeah, it's just recent. It's within the last few months.
Okay. And how do you like it?
I love it. I love working with Tom. Him and I are cut from the same cloth. And when I say that, he is a perfectionist about his work, as I am. So I'm proud to be a part of this company.
Good, good, good answer. Great. See, now we don't script that. That's fun, right?
It's fun.
Awesome. That's the way it is. What should people be aware of coming up in the next couple of months? I mean, there's going to be obviously some electric increases. I mean, should they be aware that they need to really be examining this now? I mean, the analysis is free for people to figure it out. Shouldn't they really be getting on this now? Because their bills are going up, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know from past experience that SDG&E is going to do what they need to do to survive. So ultimately, everyone's bills are going to go up. So
yeah,
it's a good time to do it now, especially with the end of the year coming up so quickly. There's some good benefits there.
Okay. And it's right in saying somebody who's spending $150, $200 a month can save a substantial amount by going to solar. Instead of spending $200 a month, they could be spending $25 a month, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, once we put an analysis together, most every single customer that we do it for, you'll find that you'll be paying less for the solar than you do for SDG&E. And that's just at the start, not to mention what it will do for you in the future.
Okay, so it's a long-term benefit that you get from this process. All right, let's go over to Joseph real quickly and talk to him. So now you're doing the sales part of it. Do they call in? And then, I mean, walk me through your process. I mean, just what do you go through? You're in the office. I'm assuming you're in the office or, you know, you're either you got your cell phone surgically attached to your head, one of the two. And then what happens?
Well, I would say most of our clients come from referral.
Right.
And approximately 95% of the people that we have worked for in the past are happy to refer us.
Okay, which is huge, a huge amount. You guys got huge, great customer satisfaction.
Absolutely. What I found being out in the field recently was the feeding frenzy that's going on in this industry. Always when there's something that is going to be profitable for people, you're going to see a bunch of criminals come into the market. And that's basically what we're seeing. We're very competitive with our price. Our installations are second to none. And the quality of workmanship is excellent. But what we're seeing is there are people, other solar companies, fraudulently giving people larger tax incentives than are legal.
Oh, that's not good. I mean, that's not a good thing. So when they got people, and you know, we're not looking for names or anything, but there's companies out there that are kind of like, you know, yeah, well, you can do this, you can do this, you can get this, you can do this, but it's not necessarily true, not necessarily okay to do, right? Is that it's kind of an illegal process?
Well, not exactly.
How does it work?
Well, what they're doing is they're actually just giving a fake receipt.
They're giving a fake receipt?
Yeah.
What do you mean? They're just writing a receipt going, here you go?
For a higher amount than what the system
than what they actually cost.
Yeah. Well, right now, fortunately, there's a 30% tax incentive. So if you spend $20,000 on your system, you're going to get 30% of that back against your federal taxes. Please consult your tax accountant for advice.
Joseph, new tax attorney. No, he's just giving you some ideas, folks.
Yeah, and so what they're doing, companies are supposedly giving fake receipts to people for $10,000, $15,000 more, and they're taking that against their taxes. And people have asked us to do that, and of course, that's way unethical. So we're nowhere.
That's fraud, isn't it?
It's fraud.
It's a straight out fraud. And it's not just a fraud as in one person defrauding another. That's defrauding the federal government,
right?
Which is kind of a...
I call that a federal offense.
Yeah, and I just went to federal jury duty on Wednesday. So, you know, that's the monster you don't want to be going after. That's a beast all by itself, but we'll talk about that another time.
And one thing we're most proud of here is how ethical our company is.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, though, and that's really a good point that you made Joseph, right there. And that is the time you guys, you just not no way. I mean, this is your company keeping it before the Lord, keeping it right, keeping it honorable, doing business the way business is supposed to be done in a stewardship capacity, not trying to make everything from one sale, but trying to generate, you know, long-term relationships, referrals, all the way across. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's how, you know, I mean, it's my business, and it's something that I really care about, and I really want to make sure that we follow the proper steps to do what we need to do to be, you know, to be that kind of business. And I believe that once you start steering off to the right or the left instead of rocking that straight line, that you're not going to last very long.
Yeah. And if you do, and it's a shaky foundation. Whereas, you know, what you're doing is, you know, and I think we talked about this last time. When people are dealing with you, I mean, they're dealing with you. They're dealing with the people who are in the company. You're not doing, you know, well, we're going to farm this out over here and farm this out over here and we farm this out over here. And we don't even know who these people are, but they gave us a good bid kind of attitude. This is all you coordinating this material, isn't it?
Right. Well, I mean, it's our name on it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's hugely important. Mm-hmm. All right, let me flip. Go ahead.
And what I wanted to also comment on was Tom has 17 years experience in the electrical industry. We are electrical contractors and general contractors, and the people that are installing your solar are electricians, not just laborers.
Right. See, that's a good point, too. That's excellent. All right. What do you, Joseph, come across as maybe the biggest fear for somebody who's thinking about it? I'm thinking about the solar. I'm thinking about it. And they're just like, you know, stuck. I mean, the sales is sales, and to some degree, a lot of it has to do with understanding the value and creating that sense of worthiness. But is there something that holds people back from solar? And is it like, solar, what's that? You know what I'm saying? Is it the misunderstanding of how the whole process works?
Well, there's only two things that I've come across. One is people are afraid to put something on their roof because they're afraid it's going to leak. But with current solar contracting, we have roofers that we work with that are first class Christian people that are going to get the job done right. Secondly, is technology. People have seen technology, you know, grow leaps and bounds over the last few years, and they're afraid that something better is going to come out. But the fact of the matter is, you're never going to catch technology, and you know this product that we're installing is all state of the art.
Right. So some people might be thinking, well, I want to see what they come up with in 5 years, right? Is that the kind of the mentality, or 6 years or 7 years? It's like, okay, well, here's the idea. Don't buy a laptop ever. Because as soon as you buy it and walk out the store, the guy is coming in the other door with the newer model. As you're walking out, he's walking in. When you walk back in to return it, he's walking back out. The other guy's walking in with the next new one. That's just how that goes.
Right.
At some point, you got to just deal with that, right? I mean, that's how that part of that is. What should people be aware of in dealing with current solar contracting? I mean, what should people know about you that's helpful for them or alleviates fears? And what should they know about you?
I mean, one of the things that from the top of my head that, you know, I think that would help alleviate fears is the fact that if we're in the middle of an install or if they we're getting ready to install in someone's homes, they should have any question whatsoever. I mean, it's literally pick up the phone and ask for me. I mean, I will explain exactly what's going on. If they have, any questions about the process, I'll walk them through the whole process just in case they didn't get it all through the analysis or when Joseph's at their house. And once we knock on their door and we start installing the solar on their home, we can walk them through every single step of the way as well. And I'm not going to be someone that's going to be hard to get a hold of or, hey, you know, we've been trying to get a hold of you guys for 3 weeks now, what's going on with my solar system? It's not like that. Literally call the office, ask someone for my cell phone, or I'll give you the cell phone on the spot. You can call me at any time.
Yeah, so they can have direct access. This is not like, you're doing business with a big company and your name is on this list and they send you to a call center and you have no idea what's going on. And it's really just like that commercial they've been running, those two computers that are doing people's credit thing and their own little basement kind of thing. This is like people can directly have contact to you, directly have contact to Joseph, know what's going on, know what the situation is, and not have to wonder, worry, or fear that they've been had.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's an important part right there. Okay. Couple things I want to mention for people to recognize. One, 619-272-0303 is the phone number. Now listen to that. Listen again. 619-272-0303 or current SD.com. That's the website. SD does not stand for Super Dave, although it should, but it does stand for San Diego. So currentsd.com is also the website. We're going to take a short break and come back, have a little bit more conversation in that 5 minutes or so with Joseph and Tom from Current Solar Contracting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets. I wanna live like that, 'cause all you've ever wanted. Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com. We were made to thrive.
On September 26th, a must-see movie for couples.
We're going to have more than one date.
How do you know?
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for. Love is
the power. The best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts September 26th. Love is the power.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh, I'm getting good at this guitar thing, aren't I? Yeah, listen to this. Yeah, that's me never. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hanging out with Current Solar Contracting and the man, Tom, who's going to be a dad like in a week. It's like, how does that sound? Does that just make you think like, oh, wait a minute. It's like in a week.
I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I mean, it's been 9 months and they're just waiting. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's one of the interesting things about how God created the whole system is it's 9 months. And by the time you get to the month eight, in the month nine, you're like, okay, it's time. Let's go. So it's like enough time. You had enough time now. Let's get the baby out. Let's go. Let's start the process. Right. But it's important that people know that about you. I think it's important that people understand the connections that we have here at the station with some of our clients and what they have with us and how important that is. Because look, at this is life, and we do business, and we're communicating to you that you can have an opportunity to have a great discount on solar and have a great company working with you. And that's a big part of it, and that's great. But the part that people love the most is, oh, he's going to be a dad? Oh, that is so cool, because it's the identity that we all have. It's about what the Lord gave us, the gift of life. And that's get to be a part of that and get to be furthering that. So
I just can't. I mean, you know, talk to Brittany and stuff, and I just, you know, we sit there and we're like, we just can't wait for you know, for her to come. And
yeah,
it's just
gonna what's her name?
Like Brielle.
Brielle.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Very, very happy for you. Yeah. So now let me ask you this real quickly, Joseph. So while he's going through this, do you ever notice, I mean, I know he's not doing it at work, but I mean, he's got to have a lot on his mind. Doesn't he have a lot on his mind?
I'll tell you what, I've been working closely with Brittany, his wife. You know, she's been training me for the sales techniques here at Current Solar Contracting. And she is a fireball, let me tell you. And she's so much fun to work with. And very, very bright.
Yeah, she is very bright. And it's so funny when the two of you come in, though, because when you get nervous, you don't talk. And when she gets nervous, she laughs. It's excellent for radio. That's perfect. But it's just one of those things you have to process and think through. Because here's what I want people to hear from what we're talking about right now. This is why if you're going to go the route, not everybody's going the route of solar. It's just, I mean, let's not be weird about it. But if you're going to go the route of solar, or you're considering it, then why wouldn't you consider doing it with a Christian company, people who are devoted to the Lord, trying to do the right thing in all of their business dealings and in all of their life dealings, and then contacting them and having them come and do an analysis for nothing? That's not, you know, it's not like here's a $5,000 check, do an analysis. Oh, it's not working out. Bye. I mean, it's not like that. And then you have them come, and then you engage with them, and then you won't just know them from that business point of view. You'll know them from the life point of view. And that's what we want people to do. We want people to know you that way.
Well, I can tell you that Tom and I are both, and Brittany, are all third-generation native San Diegans.
Long time here in the
long
city.
Long time here in the city. We know a lot of people, so we have a lot of accountability.
Yeah, that's good, too. That's good that you have that. All right, so here's what I want to remind people, because these guys are done. They've had their... poor Tom. It's like, I got a week. I can get through this. I can do it. All right, 619-272-0303. 619-272-0303. That's the phone number to call. It's free for the analysis. You get to find out whether it'll work for you or not. And if it works for you, you'll be as happy as can be, as all their clients are. CurrentSD.com. That's CurrentSD.com. That's the website. Give them a call. Keep Tom and Brittany in prayer. Keep Joseph in prayer. Keep Mike in prayer. Keep them all in prayer, because it's going to be an interesting time over the next couple of weeks for sure. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Gone off the top.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.